Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I'd like you to do me a huge favor. Could you please post, call, or text someone and invite them to join us on the Dr. Glovina Show? And I am Glovina Williams. Before we move on, I want to remind you that God knows the thoughts and the plans He has for your life. But the question remains, do you believe God? Because when we truly believe God, this belief requires action. In other words, I'm encouraging you to step out on faith. I want to remind you, this is a safe place where you can gain clarity to rebuild and possibly restructure your life and feel safe and happy while doing it. Okay, let's get started.
Hello, and I am Glovina Williams, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. Again, I want to welcome you. I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule. I know that we have so many other things that we could be doing or listening to, participating in, so I do really appreciate you taking this time to listen to this episode, which we've entitled First Things First. You know, that was really made popular by Dr. Stephen Covey in his book, The Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. So he talked about how to just put first things first. And in this episode, I want to just take it a step further in our prayer life in putting first things first. And I'm going to begin by reading Jeremiah 33:3. And it's often been said that that's God's phone number. So you can call him, Jeremiah 33:3. Listen to it. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. You know, another version says, let your cry, let it come to me. I'll give you an answer and let you see great things and secret things of which you had no knowledge. Another version says, cry out to me and thou shalt find an audience with me. Great mysteries that lie beyond the king I will make known to you. Another one, call to me and I'll answer you and I'll show you great and mighty things. Things that have been fenced in and hidden, which you do not know. You do not distinguish or can recognize. But I'll give you knowledge of these things so that you can understand. Prayer. I like to say it like this, is simply communicating with God Almighty, the creator of the heavens and the earth. The great I am, the lily of the valley, the bright and the morning star, the great counselor. Wow. You know, it's so beautiful because we can spend time with God. And when we come to God and prayer, it is also like a form of praise and worship. It's a response to who God is. Listen to Psalms 104. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Some of you can finish this for me. And into his courts with praise. And be thankful unto him. And bless his name. Bless his name. It's a response to who God is. Bless his name. And then Revelation 7:11-12. Listen to this. Revelation, the last book in the Bible. And all the angels stood round about the throne and about the elders and the four beasts and fell before the throne on their faces and worshiped God, saying, amen, blessings and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. Hey, prayer, praise, and worship. In other words, a response to who God is. Blessing, glory, wisdom, thanksgiving, honor, power, might be unto our God forever and ever. First things first, my beloveds. Listen to Matthew. I'm going to read chapter 6, just two verses, 9 and 13. And this still is a response to who God is. It says, after this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. A response to who God is. First things first, holy is your name. And then the 13th verse says, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. The response of who God is. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. You know, one of the things I'd like to add about the what we call the Lord's Prayer, but it's actually how Jesus taught his disciples to pray. It begins and it ends with a praise as to who God is. Yes, praise is our responsibility. And we must get in the habit of praising and worshiping only God, adoring him. Listen to Romans chapter 1:25. It says, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the creator, who is blessed forever. In many areas of our life, our culture, our society, the world, the lie has now taken the place of truth. You can put that on your bulletin board. There's so many untruths that have taken the place of truth. Many are doing more worshiping and serving of the creatures than they are of the Creator. Many things have replaced the truth. I don't have to list them or line them out. You're experiencing it. You are hearing it and reading it and seeing it. But our focus today is first things first. Prayer on a regular basis. And, you know, the thing about prayer is, as I've been thinking more and more about prayer, I want to lay many of these foundations because we need prayer more now. I'm not going to say than ever before because it's all men always. But in these times that we are living in, that we are experiencing, I want us to begin to put first things first, prayer on a regular basis. Pray about particular matters that you're concerned about, that prick your thought patterns. Pray about particular people. When I say pray about particular matters, issues, and needs, I'm going to say this. Pray about love. Yes. Pray about how we can demonstrate more love toward others. And as you know, love for God, love for self so that we can love others. Pray about those needs. Pray about joy. Yes, particular matters, issues and needs, your temperament. You find yourself, a little bit on edge lately, feeling more anxious, anxiety, things like this. Pray for joy and peace. We're talking about first things first. Pray about your temperament. Pray about comfort, healing for the body, the emotions, the mind. Pray concerning financial needs. Pray for your loved ones who are wayward And pray for those that you may not even know. Yeah, pray for the world, in other words. These prayers mean something. Your prayers are not earthbound. Your prayers go through the portals of heaven and reach God. First things first, pray about specific individuals, your parents, your spouse, your children, your grandchildren, your nieces, your nephews, your family. Pray for them. Pray for spiritual and political leaders. Let's, if we can, my beloveds, hold back a bit on some of the criticism and say a prayer for them. Put that out in the atmosphere. A positive prayer, a prayer that can move heaven and help to stabilize the minds of those who are in spiritual and political leadership. Pray for them. Pray for your colleagues. Pray for your enemies, yes, and your friends. Why? Because God instructs us to pray. He commands us to pray. You know, prayer helps. Prayer is like, it helps to ripen the fruit of the Spirit in our life. When we pray, the character of God, because God's going to be listening to our prayers, and his character will begin to be materialized in our bodies, in our beings, within our spirits. Our soul, our emotions will begin to take the shape and character of God, and you will become very, very powerful, I'm telling you, because we need to pray first things first. First things first. And because we need to pray, because also we're faced with so many temptations every day. Not just us, but our loved ones as well. Pray for them. You know, it says, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine, as I read earlier, is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. How can we be led away from temptations if we are not taking the time to pray and to talk to God about it? Yes, lead us not into temptation. Those temptations are so prevalent for us individually, but also for others. First things first, we need to pray. Pray for those who are bereaved. The Bible says that we're to weep with those who weep. Listen to Romans 12 and 15. Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. There's so many people now that are bereaved in a state of grief. And when someone loses someone or something that is very precious to them, my beloveds, we have to weep with them. It's not a time to say, oh, go get over it, or that's gone. It is a time for us to take our feelings, our emotions, and join them. Even your presence, maybe just your voice on the phone, so that they can know that someone is with them. The Bible says that we're to weep with them that weep. And during that time, we can pray. I want you to pray. Those that are bereaved, those that have lost a loved one or something very precious to them. You know, it's not always a person grieves when a person passes or transitions. You know, sometimes a person will actually, you can grieve if you lose something very precious. You can lose a very precious sentimental piece of jewelry and grieve about it. So you just don't say, oh, it was just something material, let it go. No, grieve with them. You know, I feel bad that you lost that, or I feel bad that that was taken away from you. and listen. Yes, and pray for them. Because the Comforter is within you. Yes, yes, yes. So you can comfort others because the Comforter is within you. Listen to John, St. John, chapter 14. I'm going to read verses 16 through 17. And I will pray the Father, this is Jesus talking, and he shall give you another Comforter that he may abide with you forever. Oh, I want you to feel the comfort of the Holy Spirit now. Yeah, I know you do. Well, no matter what we go through, and it does matter. I don't mean no matter. I mean, what I really mean is that regardless as to what we may go through, you have the Comforter on the inside of you. Don't dismiss that power. Don't dismiss that anointing. You know, many times we see an anointing only as the ability to do some great things that can be seen by others or manifested in many, many beautiful forms. But I want you to remember that on the inside of you is the Comforter. The Comforter abides on the inside of you. And listen to verse 17, even the Spirit of Truth. Wow. Whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But you know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be where? In you. So you have the Comforter. Yeah. Wow. Wow. I'm really feeling something today through his broadcast. Listen, Jesus, he is a comforter. The Holy Spirit is another comforter, a forever comforter, the Holy Spirit of truth, dwelling. And you know, dwell means to live in a specific place. He specifically lives in us. And we also, let's move on. Listen, we want to also pray for the sick. Pray for healing and health. If we ever needed to pray, let's pray for the healing and pray for the health. Listen to James chapter 5, 16. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. Because the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous, I like to say man or woman, availeth much. First things first, confess your faults one to another. Don't, you know, there comes a point in life where we have to become vulnerable. Some call it transparent, vulnerable, and pray for the sick. First things first. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. Who doesn't want healing? Oh, yeah. This is going to come through prayer. This will come through us praying for one another. First things first, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man or woman in right standing with God availeth much. Then I want you to pray. Pray for financial needs. Mm-hmm. Maybe you know someone or someone may be experiencing some financial lack for a loss of employment or just really the state of the economy. Come to God. In other words, pray. Listen to Philippians 4:19. Some of you will be able to finish this for me. But my God, hey, shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And some say, well, people are praying for things that they don't really need. God will meet your needs. Well, listen, he also said, I will grant you the desires of your heart. But my God shall supply all your need. You know, you may not need oil for a lamp like they did in the biblical days. That's not a need. You may need a good running car. He shall supply all your need. And often, my beloveds, I'm going to throw this in, our needs change. And it is supplied according to God's riches in glory Yeah. Listen, we need to also pray for the lost, those who have lost their way, that don't know and trust God. Listen to Matthew 8:19. I believe it's through 20. Listen, this is important. Go ye therefore and teach, first things first, all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Pray for the lost. Your prayers matter. Your prayers are not earthbound. Your prayers are not earthbound. Your prayers, they can move and shake things in an invisible world that can produce something in the physical world. In other words, the glory of God, the manifestation of the power of God can be demonstrated, can be seen, can be discerned with the five senses, if we will take time and put first things first, pray, communicate with God, and bring these things out of the invisible realm into the visible realm. Step out on faith and believe God. Yeah, you somebody's tracking me. I can feel it. I really can. Listen, and pray specific to get specific answers and specific results. You know, when you pray, you want to hit the target. That's what I like to say. You want to hit the target. You just don't want to be shooting. You know, just you want to hit the target. So pray specific so you can get specific answers and specific results. Listen to James chapter 4 and 2. It says, you lust and you have not. You kill and desire to have and you cannot obtain. You fight in war. Yet, listen at this, you have not because you ask not. Come on, let's go to God in prayer. You have not because you ask not. First things first. Why is it I don't have this? Have you done the first thing? Pray, talk to God. Hey, learning to put things in the hands of God. You do not have it because you have not asked for it. And I'm going to go another level. Let's pray for peace. Uh-huh. Yeah. Listen to John chapter 14, 27. Peace I live with you. I leave with you. Excuse me. Let me start over. Peace I leave with you. My peace give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Be gone with all that anxiety, fear of the future. What's going to happen next? Should I do this? Shouldn't I do this? You know, if we can trust God, sometimes we have to trust God and then trust what He has given us, the answer to our issue, and walk forward with it. I'll say it this way. We trust God, but then we take the action by saying, I trust what God just revealed to me, and I'm going to do what? I'm going to step out on faith. And I don't want us to go halfway through the water and turn around and say, I don't know if this is God, because, you know, it looks like I'm running into some obstacles or some deeper water. Don't turn around and go back. That's not an indicator that God does not want you to keep moving forward. That is an indicator that you have resolved to do something on a higher level. Therefore, at the higher level, we often face higher opposition. Uh-huh. Jesus left peace with us. He said, look, don't let your heart be afraid. Don't be troubled. Step out on faith. When someone leaves something with you, listen, it can be permanent. This is important. Sometimes a person can give you something and say, just watch this for me. Keep it for me temporary. Or some may say, I'm leaving it. It's yours. You can have it. And that's what Jesus said. He gave us this peace. It's permanent. So pray for the peace of God to flood your mind, to flood your affairs, to flood your love and your all your activities, your home, your children, your grandchildren, everyone connected to you, my beloveds. Prayer is so powerful because when we pray for peace, there something comes along with peace. It's a sense of security, a knowing that you're safe. Yeah. Allow the Holy Spirit, which is in you, allow it to flow through you. Pray. If you really want peace, you really desire it, yes. If you really want to feel the peace of the Lord, he said, peace, I live with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Let not your heart be troubled, he said in John 14:1. You believe in God. Jesus said, believe also in me. You can release a troubled and a fearful heart. Yes, you can. Call unto me, he said, I'll answer you. I'll show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not of. Those things that are fenced in the intellectual and the intelligentsia in the spirit realm. Those things, those hidden secrets, God said, I'll give them to you and I'll give you the secret to how to have peace in this in age. Yes. How to walk in financial prosperity in this day and age. And no matter where you are, you know, I say it quite often, no matter what where you are, it's still not God's best for you. You can still go higher in all of these realms that we've talked about. Pray for others as well. Oh, I really love you. I'm really so happy that you joined in on this episode. First things first. I want to shout out and say hi to my beautiful mother, Dolores, my beautiful aunt, Sustine, Jewel, and Rosemary. I love you. I say hi to Terry. Hi. I shout out to Sean and Marlon and Carolyn and Cheryl. Hey, I'm going to do a shout out. Stephanie, Tony, Chloe. Hi. I love you. Thank you so much. Hey, I'm going to shout out to a real special lady. I mean, all of you are beautiful, but I'm going to shout out to a beautiful lady. A shout out to my cousin Stacy. God bless you, Stacy. Yes, I love you all so much. I want to say hi to Velma. I want to say hello, Cynthia, sitting out there on the beautiful island of Sardinia. I want to say hello to LaTosha and Judy. I want to say hello. Hi there. Listen, oh my God, I have so many people that are listening, and you know our listenership is up, so I'm so proud of you. Thank you. Go back and listen to some of those other podcasts, and I promise you, you'll be blessed. You will be enriched, encouraged. Yeah, I want to thank you so much for joining me today. This means so much to me because this is a dream come true for me. This is an answer to a longstanding prayer. I wanted a podcast. Yeah, and God blessed me, and he blessed me to have you to listen. I want to say hello today to Queen Jewel. Hi, Sheila. Bless you, and may you be strengthened. Hi, Delia. I want to say hello to Joy in Texas. Betty in Ghana, yeah. Hey, Cynthia, hello. I want to say hi to Wendell Phillips alumni, yeah. I want to shout out to my brother Robert. Hey, Brian, hello. Kevin, hi. Lynn, hello. Arnold, hello. I want to say hi to Brooklyn. I want to shout out to Jackie in Oklahoma. How are you? Hey, sitting out there in that beautiful fresh air. This is so good. I want to say hi to Prophetess Moreland. Ah, you all are so awesome. If I didn't call your name, it wasn't because I don't love you and I didn't think about you. Hi, Maddie. How are you? Joanne, how are you? Sonia, LaDonna, Michiko, Yuji, how are you? Hey, Pastor Jane, how are you? Wow. I have Isaiah in Atlanta. How are you? Hey, listen, this is awesome. Black Pearl Beauty Salon, how are you? I want you to know that I love you. Denise in Kansas, I love you. I want to say hi to Shatoya. Keep up the good work. All of you, keep moving forward and know that God loves you. And remember, first things first. First things first. Let's remember to pray. Call upon Him. He will answer you. I love you so much.
Thank you. And please join me the next time on the Dr. Glovina Show. You can connect with me on my social media platform. And until next time, love, peace, and prosperity.